जोशी है, वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट जैक एंड द बीनस्टॉक। वंस अपॉन अ टाइम देयर लिव्ड अ पुअर वुमन हू हैड अ सन नेम्ड जैक। शी वाज इल एंड जैक वाज टू यंग टू वर्क। ऑलमोस्ट ऑल देयर बिलोंगिंग्स हैड बीन सोल्ड टू बाय फूड। देयर वाज नथिंग लेफ्ट वर्थ सेलिंग। Had an old cow named Daisy, whom they were very fond of. One day Jack's mother said, "Jack, go to the market and sell our cow, or we shall have nothing to eat." Thus, the next day, with a heavy heart, Jack left for the market to sell their beloved Daisy. For some time he went along very sadly, but on seeing the hustle bustle at the market, he soon recovered his spirits. He stood in a corner and started calling out, "Who will buy my cow?" A few farmers looked at Daisy and said, "Oh, the cow is too thin and old." Jack was disappointed, as no one forward to buy his cow. However, he met a farmer at last who looked over the cow and was eager to buy it. Jack asked him, "How much will you buy for it?" The farmer said, "I do not have any money, but I have a handful of magic beans. Would you like to exchange your cow for them?" At first, Jack thought that the farmer was joking, but the farmer had a kind expression on his face. He said, "These are not ordinary beans. They are the most wonderful beans that were ever known. If you plant them tonight, they will grow up by tomorrow morning and reach the sky." For some reason, Jack could not refuse the farmer, and thus he sold the cow for a handful of beans. Alas, when he got home, his mother was furious and she screamed, "You silly boy, what shall we eat tonight?" Angrily, she threw the beans out of the house, since there was no food to eat that night. Both the mother and son slept hungry. Jack woke up to the next morning to find his room dark. He jumped out of bed and ran to the window to see what the matter was. He observed that all through the sun was shining brightly outside, but beside his bedroom window there was a giant beanstalk which seemed to reach the sky. He called out, "Mother, look at this giant beanstalk." His mother came to the window and said, Of what use will this be to us? Chop it off. We can use it as firewood." But Jack did not listen to his mother's words and thought, "I will just see where it leads to." With that thought, he stepped out of the window and on to the beanstalk and began to climb upwards. He climbed higher and higher till their cottage looked a mere speck below. Thank you.